Okay. Good morning, Mr. Surabali.
Good morning.
Today is April 17th. I am sitting at the house of Mr. Surabali and his family. It's Saturday, and it's around 10:15, and I'm sitting in his living room. His family is around, two kids and wife. I had a great breakfast with them of senya and tea and papads, and now we're going to start our interview. Mr. Surabali, tell me, how and when did you come to United States?
Okay, actually, I came first time in the year 1994, and I did my Master of Public Health degree for Department of Health Policy and Administration, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. After that, I went back in my country, and I came again in the year 1997 with my family. Now I'm residing in the Carborough, and at present I'm working with Duke University.
Okay, very good. How do you like it here, living in Carborough?
I think it's a good place in Chapel Hill and Carborough. I like it very much.
Could you tell me some of the things you like?
Yes, I can tell you something about the neighborhood, about the people, about the institutions, educations, school systems. All these things, it's actually very good, and community people also very good and friendly. And weather also in this area is very good. It's not so cold, not so hot. I think all these things get together, I can say it's a very nice place to live here in Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Very good. Could you tell me some of the specific things you like in the community?
Yes, I have a lot of Americans friends from very beginning when I was the student of the UNC Chapel Hill, and I have a host family. His name is Dave Kiefer and Pat Kiefer, and we meet and we talk different time. They can come my house and visit us, and their kids play with my children and daughters. So they're very friendly. I think the community and the people of this area is very friendly, and my professor, they also comes and visit us, so we also visit them, and a lot of professional help we can get from them. So
okay, this, all right, good. Something about your profession. Could you tell me what is your profession? What do you do?
Actually, I have a lot of experience with the health services research and data analysis, programmings, because I have a diploma degree from Germany with computer science. I did it in the year 1985 to 87. It was 18-month program. And I can speak also in Deutsch. And I have also MA in Economics degree from Bangladesh. And I have got my Master of Public Health degree from UNC Chapel Hill. And after that, I studied another 1 year in the PhD courses. And I completed about 30 credit hours in the PhD. And this time, I'm also doing a Master of Information Science course. It's inter-institutional with North Carolina Central University and UNC Chapel Hill. So I have a lot of experience in the computer, data analysis, statistics, health policy research, outcome research. So I have specialized in this area.
Very good, very good. Do you have family back home also in Bangladesh?
Yeah, I do. I have a family, my father, my mother and brother, they are in the Bangladesh, and I have another brother, he live in Canada in Montreal. So we have
How do you keep in touch with them?
Normally, we talk to them over telephone sometimes, and we communicate through letters. And because we came only about 14 months, so we have also planned to visit them after a few years, maybe.
Back to Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great. You describe some of the activities you participate in your neighborhood, in your community here.
Mm-hmm.
Your faculty advisor, your host family. Is there anything you seem to be you liking all these activities and the community groups? Is there anything which you don't like in this neighborhood?
No, I think it's okay because I don't find anything negative things in this area because neighborhood is very good educated and very peaceful. And I'm residing in the Royal Park. Most of the people, they are involved with UNC Chapel Hill. Either they are student or they are serving somewhere. So I don't find any difficulties during last 13 months. I am residing in this area. I think it's cool.
Do you and your family miss home?
Yeah, sometimes, but we are busy with our business and our study, our educations and our services, and spend time with our children, educations. So sometimes we miss, but okay. Normally we are busy with our work.
Okay.
So we enjoy it very much.
What do you miss?
Maybe sometimes there is a relatives, you know, because in our culture, there is a joint family tradition. We live together, we eat together, we sit together. We are habituated like that. But for me, I spent 2 years before also here and 2 years in the Germany. And I don't find any difficulties and I don't miss very much. But sometimes we talk to our parents.
Do you find making friends is easy here?
Yeah, because people is this area is very friendly, and I have a lot of friends. We took course together when I was a student, and they are also residing in this area, and they're very good friend to me. So I think Americans people and other neighborhood is very friendly. And they are very helpful and supporting.
Mr. Surabali, do you participate in with your own Bengali community here? Is there a Bengali community here? Do you go to a mosque or other activities which are connected with your community?
Yeah, there is a community, Bangladeshi community, in this area, like Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. But particularly in Chapel Hill and Carborough, there is a very few family, but most of them are living in the Raleigh, and they're working in that area. So, yes, sometimes we have some cultural functions, or like that, and we try to participate, but not regularly. Okay. Another question you are asking about the mosque. Yeah, because sometimes we attend in the mosque, but not regularly.
Is there a mosque in Chapel Hill, Carver?
No, in this area there is no, but on there is in Raleigh.
There's a mosque in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many Bangladeshis are living in Chapel Hill and Carborough?
I don't know all the people, but so far my knowledge goes. Mm-hmm. In Chapel Hill, there is one family. He's a computer engineer. His name is Mr. Malik Khan. Mm-hmm. And another two family, they are living in the southern village in Carborough area, I guess, or Chapel Hill, I don't know. But there are two family over there.
So about four families.
Including me, four.
About four families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very good. Do you yourself or your family participate in community activities? And if you do, could you name some of those activities, community activities?
Yeah, because our children, they are involved with the school system of Carver and Shuffle Hill. So they arrange some community activities. And we residing in the Royal Park, they also sometimes some activities with the people. They live in the Royal Park, University Lake, and Carolina Apartment. So they celebrated different functions like Thanksgivings, like Christmas, and we also go sometimes to attend in the Christmas program in the church, because my host family, they are involved with the church and they invite us, and sometimes we attend, and our children also sometimes participate in the cultural functions in the church.
Very good. What was the last Bangladeshi function you attended here in this area, in Raleigh area or in Chapel Hill Carver area?
Yeah, there is an international gathering, I guess maybe about 3 months before in the Raleigh, and all the countries, they participated in this international functions, and we also took part in the international functions, and we offered songs, dance, cultural things at that functions.
From Bangladesh?
From Bangladesh side.
Uh-huh. Very good. Do you or your family, you sing or you play any instrument?
Yeah, normally when I was a student and I was more young, that time I play with guitar. But sometimes my son and my daughter, they also know some cultural songs.
Uh-huh.
So okay. They also, my son is also can play flute and
saxophone. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very
so
good.
We have also some cultural things in our family.
Okay. Would you like to sing a song for me? With your sister? No, they both say no. Okay. When you compare the community life here and the community life back in Bangladesh,
mm-hmm.
What do you miss in these, if you compare the two community lives?
Yeah, you know.
And what are the things you don't like here, and vice versa?
Now, I think people of the developed country like America, Europe, they are very busy with their work, with their education, with their different sort of activities. So this is the basic difference between Asia and underdeveloped country or developing country and developed country. Because people of the developing country or underdeveloped country like SAARC area, Southeast Asian regions, they don't have many things to do. They have a lot of time to spend in with their home, and they talk to the relatives, neighborhoods. They spend a lot of time with them. But in the developed country, people are very busy, and they use their time, utilize their time properly for particularly their education, their training, their children, their vacations, their service. So it's a difference between Asia and
okay. Is there any aspect of this community life which you don't like?
I like them because I am heavy seated like this, and I think it's a good because they don't waste their time to doing unnecessary things. So I like you most like of them.
Okay, very good. Do you think you and your family have changed as a result of your coming to United States and living here now for last 13 months? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think there is a lot of sense in some specific area. Like, my wife is working. Before, she was in housewife in our country. Okay. This is on major sense, I should say. And for me, it's same thing, because I also did a lot of research, a lot of data analysis, a lot of study in my country also, because I am a professional man. So it is not very much different. But for my children, they also habituated study like this, because we live in Dhaka, capital in Bangladesh, so they also have very good school system over there. My daughter was in the English medium school. The name of the school was Assembly of God Church. It's an English medium school and run by a British woman. And my son was the government laboratory school. The standard is very high among the Bangladesh. So basic difference is there. Most of the staff in Bangladesh in the school system, they are reading in Bengali language. And maybe English is one of the subjects for my son particularly. But for my daughter is okay. And they are getting a lot of new thing here, which is absent in Bangladesh.
Do you sometimes think that your children are being socialized in the American mainstream culture? And how do you feel about it? Does that bother you that one day your children may lose some of the Bengali cultural traits, Bengali values, which they grew up with in Bangladesh?
Yes, actually what happened is, my son age is like 12 plus, and my daughter is 7. So they have already culture, they got some culture from Bangladesh, and they are now going to adult, particularly my son. So they also spent most of the time with us in our family. And I think they're also getting some very good things from the in this culture, in when they spend most of the time in the school. And they are talking with teachers, they are talking with the students, and they are getting a lot of good things from this culture. They are learning a lot of things. I think it's okay.
Could you tell me what are those things which they are learning from this culture?
Okay, I can mention some of them. Because culturally, American people, they are very friendly. They, when they talk to somebody, they talk very nicely. They have a lot of helping tendency to the other people, and they don't go for any sort of how I can explain it, and like they're always actually busy with themselves. They're not going to disturb or anything with other people, so this is on. And the other side, they like the games, they like the sports, they like to study, they like to spend their time with some community activities and some sort of, you know, helping activities to the other peoples. So these sort of things they are getting from this community, from this culture.
When you say American people, could mm-hmm. you describe to me who are American people?
Americans, I mean those
ethnically,
culturally, and
who are American people?
Actually, they have what I find there is a lot of Americans lot of American people is there. Some is white, some is African American, some is Asian American, some is Indian Americans. I mean that those people are Americans.
Okay.
They are by born Americans, they're citizen in the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I can say they're Americans.
Okay. Now that as you live here in Chapel Hill in Carrboro, and what would be an ideal community for you in this neighborhood?
Actually, my community, I mean, I actually talk to the people like me, like professional like me, like some professors, some students, some other people, they are involved in the community, they are involved in the church particularly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They also very friendly and they try to find out the new people here and they come and they help and they took some interest about the new people. So this sort of people I am mixing right now, but I don't have enough exposure with other people because I am new.
Okay, I see. Very good. Do you think that this community is conducive, is good for South Asians to live here?
I think so, because I don't find any difficulties with this community, because I find a lot of Indians people here, they have very big community, although Bangladeshi people is very few, but they are living lot of times they spend in this area, but they don't find any difficulties. Because lot of professors, students, researchers, businessmen from India, they are doing very good. They don't face any difficulties.
Could I ask a few questions to your wife also?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay. Similar questions which
mm-hmm.
I asked you. What are your hobbies while she's coming?
Actually, my hobby, I like basketball very much. And I like travel. And I like spend the vacation in the some new places, and most of the time my hobby is study.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of degrees and you continue to work on. Have you traveled in this country, different places?
Yeah, I was in Hawaii for 25th summer seminar, and in the East West Center I spent 1 month over there. And
what was the seminar on?
It's a 25th summer seminar on population.
Uh-huh.
So it was in the East West Center in Hawaii. So I spent 1 month over there. And I visited New York, Washington, D.C., then Maryland, then another one is... Philadelphia
okay.
too.
Okay, I see. Do you have a favorite place?
I like this place because I was a student
okay.
in the Chapel Hill, so that's why I like it.
Okay. If I go to Bangladesh, I have never been to Bangladesh. What would be some good places to see in Bangladesh? What would you recommend me to visit and to see and to talk with the people? What do you think?
As you know, Bangladesh is a very small country and it's a developing country, but some area is very good, like beach, very big sea beach in Chittagong, Rangamati, and capital Dhaka is also very good and big city compared to any other city of Asia, because it's a very big and lot of international people living over there. And lot of opportunities there, like hotel, tourism, and educational institutes, hospitals, and transportation is also good. So I think you can visit particularly these two places.
Okay. And culturally, what is some of the cultural things to see in Bangladesh or to participate in those activities?
Yeah, culturally in the Asia, particularly in the athletics and sports, they are developing and they are doing very good. They won the Asian Cricket Cup in the young group last time, and in the
Bangladesh one.
And they also very good in the football. You can participate and you can enjoy the games they're doing. And culturally, there is a lot of cultural function is going on, like songs, like dance, and like, you know, poetry, citations, drama. You can participate and if you can enjoy also.
Do you like poetry?
Yeah, I like it very much because when I was the student of the, you know, high school, that time I also read a lot of poets in English, like Daffodils, like Seven Ages of Man of the Shakespeare's. And in our Bengali literature, you know, there is a poet, Rabindranath Tagore. He's very famous and he got the award of the Nobel Prize. It's called Sonar Tori, Golden Boat. So, and there's a lot of poets.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
For like other poets also, Nazrul Islam, Sharat Chandra.
Could you recite a couplet from Rabindranath Tagore for me?
Yes, I can do. Rashi rashi bhara bhara dhan kata holo shara katite katite dhan elo borosha kuleka boshe asi nahi borosha thai nei bharaye tori amare sonar dhane giyeche bhori. And another one I can say from Nazrul. Kararoi loho kapat, bhenge fel kalre lapat, rakto jamat, shital kujar pashan vedi. And another one is like, I can say...
Before you go forward, could you do the translation also? Because I do not speak Bengali, so could you please at least summarize what you said?
And Rabindranath Tagore is a sonar tori, that means golden boat. And he tried to say that there is a lot of crops and there is a flood. Flood is coming and you have a very small boat. Like farmer, they grow the crops and they need to take all the crops before flood comes and damages, but the boat is very small. You cannot put all the crops in the boat. He tried to compare the things with human life in this world, because people can do a lot of things and their lifespan is very small. So within this lifespan, you need to do a lot of things, you need to do finish your lot of mankind stuff, lot of stuff you need to do within small spans of time. So that's why I'm trying to say is his novel Golden Boat.
Okay. You want to recite another one?
Okay. Golden Bengal of Tagore, poet Nazrul's. Their songs, natural and charming beauty, green and grace and green land, Bangladesh, oh my Bangladesh.
Now I'm sitting with Mr. Surab Ali's two children. Rahat is a boy of how many years, how old are you, Rahat?
13.
And his daughter, what's your name?
Nabila.
Nabila, okay, very good. That's a beautiful name. Nabila, how old are you?
Seven.
Okay. Tell me, Nabila, first, which school do you go to?
Harborough Elementary.
Okay. And do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like in your school?
I like to do math. And I like to do math drill.
Math drill.
And I like to go to recess.
You like to go to recess? Okay. Very good. What do you do in recess?
We play it outside.
You play outside. Okay. Very good. Is this school different than the school you had in Bangladesh, in Dhaka?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is this school different? Yeah? Do you miss your school in Dhaka?
Yeah.
Yes? What do you miss from that school? Your friends, maybe? Your teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah? You miss your friends? Okay. Who do you miss?
My teacher.
Your teacher? And which friends do you miss? Do you remember their names?
No.
You don't remember Miss Denise. Okay. All right. Good. Do you miss Bangladesh?
Yeah.
Yes? What do you miss from Bangladesh?
I miss my uncle. Huh? And I missed my
grandparents. Do you miss grandparents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I missed my friends.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very good. Who are your friends in the school? Could you give me their names here in Carborough?
It's Nancy.
Nancy.
And Layla and Chris. And Kali and Quida and Claudia and Lydia.
Oh.
And Myra and Vanessa.
Oh my God.
And Erica.
Okay. You remember your whole class, huh? Okay, Rahat, now it's your turn. Tell me, what do you like here in your school?
I like...
What do you like in your school?
The quality of the study, and they don't give any like pressure to the students, and it's okay.
It's okay. I see. Do you miss your school from Dhaka?
Sort of.
Okay. What do you miss?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Do you miss your
friends? Yeah.
Do you miss Bangladesh?
Yeah.
What do you miss?
Our relatives and friends and grandparents and stuff.
Okay. When you miss Bangladesh, what do you do?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you write to your... Do you write a letter to your grandparents?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Okay. Both of you speak Bengali?
Yes.
I speak a little bit.
You speak a little bit. Okay. Okay. Do you... Yeah? You want to tell me anything else?
No.
No? Okay. Good. Thank you, Nabila. Thank you, Rahul. Now I'm going to ask a few questions to your mother.
I don't know good English.
So, now I'm going to ask a few questions to Mrs. Surabali. And Mr. Surabali is going to help me translate the questions. Mrs. Surabali told me that she doesn't speak too much English. So, thank you, Mrs. Surabali.
Okay.
And my first question is, what are you doing now here? As your husband works and your children go to school, so what do you do?
I'm doing, and my husband to work, and children, school.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. Now, what you are doing?
What is your work here?
Doing mane to kora na. Kora tomar chakri bhal lage amar.
Tumi ki karo? What you are doing?
Tumi ki
karo? I'm work and sometime home and little
kid. Where do you work? Where do you work?
And I pass office. I pass
office?
Yeah.
Okay. Which office is that? Or
in Carvora.
In Carvora. Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Do you like living in Carvora?
Like in Carvora.
You translate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What do you like here?
I first fish the people and very jolly man and work I'm like.
Okay. Do you miss Bangladesh? What do you miss from Bangladesh?
I am letter and telephone. Sometime. Masses?
Miss.
I am. Long time miss my relative, mother and brother.
Okay.
No father.
you don't have father?
No.
Your father died. Okay. Do you have a big family?
And big family.
In Bangladesh.
Okay. Bangladesh.
Okay.
And this country is and one sister.
In America?
And one sister and Canada.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Two sister and...
Okay.
I am Turk.
Okay. Okay. That's very good. And what do you think about education of your children in this country? Do you like it? Or?
I am like it. First time I am... talk is the no easy, and this time is I am okay in English, and sometime my husband in the Spanish time talk.
Translation.
Yeah.
Do you meet with other Bangladeshi families here?
Other family, yeah.
From Bangladesh?
Yeah.
How often do you meet and what do you do when you meet?
Meet?
Other Bangladeshi families.
Families, they meet and party,
sometime party there, and Bangladesh and family and sometime and home.
You meet at home.
Yeah, and okay. Party.
And
party.
And a party. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, a Bangladeshi party.
Party. Yeah.
Okay.
And mosques.
At the mosque.
Yeah.
Okay. And the mosque in Raleigh.
15 people.
15 people. Okay. I see. Very good.
And some people in India and some people.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Other men.
Did you celebrate the Eid?
Eid.
Eid al-Zaha.
Yeah, Eid al-Zaha. Okay. And Bangladesh people, okay. And some people Shanghai, and
okay.
Islam, or like one.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. What other question I have for you? When you miss Bangladesh,
mess.
Your community, what do you do?
Community.
Yeah, in Bangladesh, your family members, your community members,
mm-hmm.
When you miss them, what do you do?
Miss them. I am letter, sometimes telephone.
Telephone, okay. Do you like your husband? do you also like
yeah, Robin? My husband can I like. Ew, I am like.
Okay.
She is very.
Okay.
Sincere people.
Okay. Okay. Do you like poetry also, of like your husband, like Rabindranath Tagore's poetry?
Poetry.
Oh. Shairi.
Poetry, mane far na. Muslim na.
You want to translate it, miss?
Mm-hmm.
You want to translate for her?
No, and he said Rabindranath. Do you know Rabindranath?
Yeah.
You know. What he do?
Rabindranath, yeah.
Who is Rabindranath?
Rabindranath is a kavi and...
Kavi, poet.
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 Yeah, poet, okay. Mm. Do you know his poetry?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to say something in
kavita bolte
few words? Yeah?
Akanto ota mone nei. Ota mone nei. Kete na. Thakbo na ke opadhe ke eta e na ke. Rabindranath kavita na ke. Nar nojrul
er. I don't know.
Ota mone nei. Ota mone nei. Rahat. Ota mone nei. Thakbo. Yeah.
She don't know. Okay, that's okay. Very good. Well, I thank you. I thank you, both of you. You want to say some poetry? Come here. Okay.
Do you have to translate in English?
You have to say it in Bengali, then we can translate it.
Thakbo na kau baddho gare, dekhbo ebar, jagat tare. This is a poet called from Nazrul Islam.
Nazrul Islam, okay.
And I'm going to say a few lines.
Okay, thank you.
So, it means that he doesn't want to stay in the home. He wanted to see the outside world.
Okay.
And that's what it's about. And he want to see the universe and the outside world, and he doesn't want to stay home and be... No, nothing about the world. So that's what it's about.
Okay, very good. So, you want to say a few more words?
No.
Okay, Rahat, thank you very much. I think that's a good way to end this our interview. You are here seeing the world, another part of the world. and Nazrul Islam, following Nazrul Islam's advice. Yeah?
Not really.
Not really. Why not? What would you like to do differently?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
I'm not sure.